I liked the looks of Johnny Burke the first time I saw him. He was one of the cadets who had been signed on less than 6 months before. He was still on the probation lists, but I could see that he had the making of a fine cop in him. "Sergeant Southern," he asked when he found me in the garage where I was wiring in a new radio. "My name's Johnny Burke, and I've been detailed to work with you in 27. "Glad to know you, Burke," I said, coming out from underneath the dashboard of the cruiser. We shook hands after I wiped some of the oil from mine, and I winced a bit from the pressure of his fingers. I got my first good look at him then, and I felt my first bit of confidence since Riley, my old partner, had been detailed to the north end of the district. He was big, and I mean big. 6'4" he must have been, and must have weighed close to 2 1/4. Wide shoulders tapered into a narrow waist, his blonde head sat squarely on his shoulders, and he carried himself with a panther-like grace. He appeared to be a swell partner to hold down the other half of Cruiser 27. I said as much, and he flushed at the compliment, which was another thing that took my liking. Too many of the cadet cops think they're big shots and are inclined to belittle the men who had been cops before they were out of three-cornered pants. "I hope so," he said, "for I want to be a cop more than anything else in the world." I grinned from my scant 6 feet. "Okay, let's see how we'll work in double harness. Shed that coat and give me a hand with this set." "Right," he said, and the two of us went to work.